Today is the 25th Sunday after Pentecost. Our reading from the Word of God comes from 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 8 through 16, Psalm 146, and the Gospel according to Mark chapter 12, verses 38 through 44. The message is titled, Though I May Not Understand. 1 Kings chapter 17, beginning of verse 8. Then the word of the Lord came to him, that's the prophet Elijah, Go at once to Zarephath of Sidon and stay there. I have commanded a widow in that place to supply you with food. So he went to Zarephath. When he came to the town gate, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her and asked, Would you bring me a little water in a jar so I may have a drink? As she was going to get it, he called, And bring me, please, a piece of bread. As surely as the Lord your God lives, she replied, I don't have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. I'm gathering a few sticks to take home and make a meal for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die. Elijah said to her, Don't be afraid. Go home and do as you have said. But first, make a small cake of bread for me from what you have. And bring it to me. And then make something for yourself and your son. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. The jar of flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run dry, until the day the Lord gives rain on the land. She went away and did as Elijah had told her. So there was food every day for Elijah and for the woman and her family. For the jar of flour was not used up, and the jug of oil did not run dry, in keeping with the word of the Lord spoken by Elijah. Here ends our reading from 1 Kings chapter 17. Psalm 146, Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes, in mortal men who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed is he whose help is the Lord, the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord, his God, the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them, the Lord who remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the alien and sustains the fatherless and the widow, but he frustrates the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations, praise the Lord. Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, beginning at verse 38. As he taught, Jesus said, Watch out for the teachers of the law. They like to walk around in flowing robes and be greeted in the marketplaces and have the most important seats in the synagogues and places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses and for a show make lengthy prayers. Such men will be punished most severely. Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins, worth only a fraction of a penny. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, I tell you the truth, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all that she had to live on. Here ends the reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. O God of unchangeable power and eternal light, look favorably on your whole church, which is a wonderful and sacred mystery. In your eternal foreknowledge, you peacefully do your saving work for humanity. Let the whole world know that things that were cast down are being raised up, and the things that have grown old are being made new, and all things are being restored by him in whom they have their beginning, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Gelasium Sacramentary. I wonder if you noticed the projection screen that's over in the corner on your way in this morning. Did you notice it being there as you came into the worship service? It's over in the corner where the gentlemen gather to share stories before worship on Sunday mornings. The projection screen is from celebrating my youngest daughter's 16th birthday party last night. Yes, she will be 16 tomorrow on Veterans Day. My, how the years have moved by, as most likely here remember her birth and have enjoyed watching her grow up. We had the party here last night, as our home is not large enough to gather her friends from both school and the dance studio. The commonality between the school and the dance studio teams is the love for the theater, particularly the musical theater. Hence the screen to project lyrics for a sing and dance along to Broadway songs, and also playing games around the themes of Broadway, and included doing musical chairs to music from the Broadway show Newsies, which many of the dance studio had participated in and danced in a couple summers ago. This got me thinking. There's Jesus Christ Superstar. There's Godspell. There's Joseph and the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. There's Prince of Egypt. There's more that I'm not familiar with, like Children of Eden and so forth. But I got thinking. If you wanted to tell a powerful story through song and dance, how about the life of Elijah? Yeah, the life of Elijah. You have wicked kings and powerful displays of the reality that God is God, and doing that chariot of fire at the end with Elisha walking off with Elijah's cloak that fell from the sky as Elijah was carried away in that chariot into the whirlwind up to heaven. Elijah and Ahab. Elijah announcing a great drought and then running for his life. A brook with ravens feeding him, and the brook dries up. Then the widow of Zarephath. The battle on Mount Carmel. Now imagine a show-stopping dance number of that concludes with Elijah's prayer for fire from heaven, fleeing to Horeb. And the still, silent, quiet voice of God coming after the violent wind, the earthquake, the fire, the silence of silence. And the Lord is there. Stirring your imagination at the possibilities of a Broadway production? I mean, with such supernatural moments written down in the scriptures, we tend to forget, tend to place them in the category, if it's true, did it happen? Well, these moments actually are history in the land of Israel and the surrounding regions. Jesus spoke of one of these events in his hometown as he begins his public ministry. It is written in Luke chapter 4, beginning of verse 25. I assure you that there were many widows in Israel in Elijah's time, when the sky was shut for 3.5 years, and there was a severe famine throughout the land, Yet Elijah was not sent to any of them, but to a widow in Zarephath in the region of Sidon. Let's look more at this event of history. Ahab, he became king of the 10 northern tribes known as Israel. This is how Ahab is described, 1 Kings chapter 16, verse 30. Ahab, son of Omri, did more evil in the eyes of the Lord than any of those before him. Ahab, he rebuilt Jericho, though this place was cursed by Joshua. It's written about in Joshua chapter 6. This brought Elijah onto the scene, announcing the drought. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1. Now Elijah the Tishbite from Tishbe in Gilead said to Ahab, as the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, whom I serve, there will be neither dew nor rain in the next few years except at my word. This past summer and early into fall, we experienced a dry period here. We went almost 7 weeks. Yeah, 7 weeks without rain. We saw the streams, rivers, ponds all being impacted. That catch basin, water catch basin, which is oftentimes a pond there, corner 334 in Middle Urbana, it dried up. And then the corn along Moorfield Road. It was looking fabulous, so tall and green and wonderful. And then the sky dried up, and so did the corn. Oftentimes I prayed that the farmer was able to get some value out of his cornfield crop. Neither dew nor rain. The ravens, God sent ravens to feed Elijah morning and evening. And that small brook there provided water. But in time, with no rain, that little brook dried up. The Lord sends him to go to a widow. 1 Kings chapter 17, beginning at verse 8. Then the word of the Lord came to him, go at once to Zarephath in the region of Sidon and stay there. I have directed a widow there to supply you with food. The scene, imagine the Broadway scene opening with a widow woman, disheveled and distraught, wandering, picking up sticks, all the while with muttering words coming out. So little oil, so little flour, so little oil, so little flour. Only enough for one small loaf, not enough for her and her little boy. So little, I don't know if you can get a melody from that or not, but give it a try. So little, not enough. With her shoulders heaving in sadness and despair, a voice comes to her ears. Would you bring a little water in a jar to me to drink? Nodding at the man who spoke to her, she heads off to fetch a little water. As she wanders away with that small bundle of sticks on her back, still saying, so little oil, so little flour. The man calls out to her, and bring me, please, a piece of bread. Stunned by the request, she turns around. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 12. As surely as the Lord your God lives, she replied, I don't have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. I'm gathering a few sticks to take home and make a meal for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die. The garb and appearance of Elijah would reveal he is a prophet of the God of Israel. She says, as the Lord your God lives. Not her God by no means. It was not her God. The prophet's God, not her God. Gathering just enough to make a small meal for her and her little boy. And then all will be gone. So little oil. It'll be gone. So little flour would be gone, one small cake. Don't you see how small the bundle of sticks I picked up? It means it's a small cake I will bake. There's nothing more. Nothing more. Jesus is sitting in the temple watching the people go by and place their offerings in the temple treasury. Great expressions of ostentatiousness and generosity for others to see. Look at me, as the offering was given to the temple treasury. Look at me, what I'm giving to be served, used for the services of God in the temple treasury. Look at me in my flamboyant robes flowing around, and amongst all those flamboyant ones, a widow. A widow caught the attention of Jesus, and he watched with active, penetrating attention. His gaze was fixed on this widow. Two small copper coins, the smallest of offerings cast into the temple treasury, as much as she had all her life, all her livelihood. According to Jesus, this smallest was actually the greatest, for it marked it was all. It was all. Mark 12, beginning of verse 43. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, I tell you the truth. This poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on. The heart of this widow was she gave all. Gave all, not in despair, gave all in faith. At the temple of the living God, she gave all, knowing the Lord is God. And the Lord, her God, who is God, will care for her, even as she gives all. Give all. The example set for all ages. Jesus pointed this out to his disciples. The example is, give all. Will the widow of Zarephath, will she give all? So little oil, so little flour, such a little cake of bread. Give all? Staring at that little loaf as it bakes, as that bread breaks. The bread is finished baking, and there the dilemma looms large. Give the bread to the prophet who promised and said, don't be afraid. But I am afraid. I'm trembling with fear. What to do? Though I may not understand, I'm afraid at this moment. Do I give this bread to the prophet? The dilemma is there. 1 Kings chapter 17. This is the promise. Elijah said to her, don't be afraid. Go home and do as you have said. But first, make a small cake of bread for me from what you have. In other words, from all you have, make the bread first for me. And bring it to me. And then make something for yourself and for your son. Notice how it's described as there will be plenty. Do the but first, and there will be plenty afterwards to make some for yourself and your son. And this is the reason why, verse 14. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. The jar of flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord gives rain on the land. Though this is not written, for me, this is, I think, how the event flows. For me, the flour is all used up and the oil is all gone, used up making that small cake of bread. Nothing left. The flour jar is empty. The oil jug is empty. For at this moment, during the making and baking of the small cake of bread, that specific condition has not been yet fulfilled. First, give me. So there the jar sits empty. The jug sits empty. The bread is baked. First, give me. And you see an empty jar and jug. No oil, no flour. First, give me? The dilemma looms large. It looms large there. The word first. First, give me. That word first carries significance. Firstborn son. You know, the firstborn son gets a double portion of the inheritance. And you can read all through the scriptures the significance and importance of giving the first fruits. First, it is important. It is significant. First, give to me the prophet of God. Now, if you would score this to music as she struggles with what to do, I'd put the music in a minor key. Occasionally bring in a touch of a major key, but just a minor. Then with the decision, the music would resolve as she starts walking to the prophet with that small bread. She's made up her decision. She's walking to the prophet. She's going to give it to the prophet. The music would resolve into a beautiful melody as the faith to act blossoms with the giving all. It's the difference between life and death for her, but she's willing to give it all. Here is your small cake of bread, prophet of God. The music swells as she returns to the jar and the jug and lifts them up with great joy as both are now filled with flour, filled with oil. So much flour, so much oil, she bursts forth in dancing, rejoicing. There will be bread for her. There will be bread for her son to eat and her family. And this wonder happened in this moment will continue to happen day after day until the rain returns. That is the word of the Lord, the God of Israel. The jar of flour will not be used up. The jar of flour will not be used up. And the jug of oil will not run dry. Let that sink in. A jug of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord gives rain on the land. Little did she know at that moment with the but first, a greater gift would be given to her a little later as the prophet stayed with her daily. You see, eventually her son would die. Her son would fall ill and die. And the prophet Elijah would go into the boy, and God restores the boy's life. We don't know what comes from the but first give. That first give, that's the importance of first. We don't know what flows from that. We may not understand. That's why the Word of God says first. First is so important. And so we have this, 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 22. The Lord heard Elijah's cry, and the boy's life returned to him, and he lived. Elijah picked up the child and carried him down from the room into the house and gave him to his mother and said, "Look, your son is alive." Then the woman said to Elijah, "Now I know that you are a man of God and that the word of the Lord from your mouth is the truth." Receiving her son back alive. I know. What about the daily filling of flour and oil? No, it's receiving her son alive. I know. We don't know what happened to the widow Jesus is watching in the temple that day, who gave her all. But I surmise, according to the word of God, the Lord is faithful. And the Lord faithfully watched over her. The one Jesus commended as giving all. I point to Psalm 146, where we find these words. Blessed are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God. He is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord watches over the foreigner and sustains the fatherless and the widow. And many other places talking about the Lord watches over the widow and fatherless. Later today, I encourage you to open your Bible to 2 Kings chapter 4. and read about Elisha and a widow. And this Elisha and widow, she has two small boys. And the description of the filling of jars of oil. What do you have? A small jar of olive oil. Ask your neighbors for empty jars and don't ask for just a few. Meaning, gather as many empty jars as you can. Then behind the closed door, start filling the jars. As one is full, pour it into the next. When all the empty jars had been filled full, the little jar of oil stopped flowing. So much was given that all the debts were paid. And there's plenty left to live on too. There's so much we do not see, nor do we understand as the living God unfolds what is to come. The Messiah, the Christ, must suffer and die and rise on the third day was not understood till the reality of the empty tomb and Jesus alive, flesh and bone. And still the disciples struggled with that. The Christ, the Messiah, crucified and risen after being dead, alive, flesh and bone, and forgiveness of sin and life eternal in his name. It's ours, which is more precious than a jar of flour and a jug of oil that will not be used up nor run dry till the rain comes. As the bread from that flour and oil offered only daily sustenance, in Christ Jesus, we have the bread of life. Eat this bread and you will live. John chapter 6, beginning at verse 48, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Today's message is titled, Though I May Not Understand. It comes from the lyrics of God is Good All the Time. It comes from the bridge. Specifically, these are the words. Though I may not understand all the plans you have for me, my life is in your hands. And through the eyes of faith, I can clearly see. There may be moments when you feel as that widow, so little flour, so little oil. And then you hear, but first, give to me. I pray that when you hear that first give to me, the crescendo of renewed hope and boundless faith is yours. For God has showed up and will do a wonder in his name. Just as the foreshadow of the cross was given in Genesis chapter 22. When Abraham was ready to give all his beloved Isaac. Genesis 22 verse 14. So Abraham called that place, the Lord will provide. And to this day it is said, on the mountain of the Lord it will be provided. Generations later, the Lord did provide his own beloved son on that mountain, Jesus the Christ. Be filled with faith, though you may not understand. Have faith, the Lord will provide. Amen and amen.